Now, that's interesting, because I had a slide I was going to show you, but I think you've reverted to my other version. Let's stick with this. Let's not worry. Now, this trial is... This is the flow diagram. You're going to get to know it. You don't have to take it all in once, but there it is. And it starts with a stage of a first consent for evaluation, during which all patients stay together. They're not randomized. Randomization occurs here after patients are sorted out in various ways. This follows the model which we used in the MARS trial, which is mesothelioma and radical surgery, which is in Lancet Oncology in August, which was a small feasibility trial, but the disadvantage of having surgery within trimodality therapy compared with not having that surgery was great enough to show it on 50 patients. We have the same problem as you alluded to earlier: would patients in various ways jump ship? And there are two mechanisms, two things which we learned from it. The first is this process of having the two-phase randomization. So the most important thing of getting patients into a randomized trial is for people to accept, and you may have to persuade them, that things are not as clear as they thought. And that was the point of the talk earlier, which is all completely honest and based on the information. There are a group of people who are absolutely locked into pulmonary metastasectomy for sarcoma, and when they come to write a huge paper about it, they simply don't know not only what the outcomes attributable to that surgery are, but even what they are doing. Now, colorectal is nothing like that. It's much, much better. But on the other hand, the picture is muddied by other factors because the metastases aren't just in the lungs, and there are other things that confuse the issue. The first thing is, when the patient is known to have pulmonary metastases at the same time as, but usually sometime after having their primary cancer, that the first person who knows that thinks of the trial. If, on the other hand, the radiologist sees it, tells somebody, and the cancer nurse rings them up and says, oh, you've got some little nodules, but don't worry, we'll get those taken out, then your opportunity to recruit patients into the study is made much more difficult. Now, this has been through the NCRI lung and colorectal systems. It's CTAC approved. It's funded by CRUC and has passed all the hurdles and steps. So if you think you know for sure how these patients should be managed, you're in a minority, because the big peer group processes accept that there is uncertainty. So thinking pulmic early is going to be essential. The next thing is that